It's obvious that our probation is dealt with first. Judgment begins in the house of God. A word to the little flock, page 18 and 19. I saw that the Holy Sabbath is and will be the separating wall between the true Israel of God and unbelievers, and that the Sabbath is the great question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints. And if one believed and kept the Sabbath and received the blessing attending it, and then gave it up and broke the holy commandment, they would shut the gates of the holy city against themselves, as sure as there was a God that rules in heaven above. Now, brothers and sisters, she's saying here that the issue that brings God's people together, and that is the dividing line, it's two things. It's the dividing line between believers and unbelievers, but it's also the issue that brings all of God's people together, is the Sabbath issue. And in our previous quote, those people that come and stand with God's people at the 11th hour, those people that respond during the time of God's destructive judgment, which is a time of mercy to them, they're people that are hearing the truth for the first time. What truth? This very same truth we're discussing, the truth about Sabbath. When they hear this truth about Sabbath for the very first time, it is the truth that unites them with God's people, but it's also the truth that divides believers and unbelievers. Now let's go back to this quote from A Word to the Little Flock. I saw that the Holy Sabbath is and will be the separating wall between the true Israel of God and unbelievers, and that the Sabbath is the great question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints. And if one believed and kept the Sabbath and received the blessing attending it, and then gave it up and broke the holy commandment, they would shut the gates of the holy city against themselves, as sure as there was a God that rules in the heaven above. I saw that God had children who did not see and keep the Sabbath. They had not rejected the light on it. And at the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. This enraged the church and nominal Adventists as they could not refute the Sabbath truth. And at this time, God's chosen all saw clearly that we had the truth, and they came out and endured the persecution with us. Now, brothers and sisters, this is crystal clear. The time of trouble that she's speaking about here,